Next is the temple opening address, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 18, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Anatha upasamam shakta bhakti yogam madhukhade lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre sattata samhita. This is a description of Vaidya Vidwan. Even from literary point of view, if you see the contribution of Vaidya, it is not possible in any age. So many books, four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad, Puranas, and the most important contribution is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is his last contribution. Under the instruction of his spiritual master, Narad Muni, he contributed Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam means there is no material contamination. Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmātva kāma moksha, there are material contaminations. But above this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva introduces dharma prodhita paitavatra paramanimma saranam satam vastavavottum vidyamastaka. Srimad Bhagavatam, dharmarthakam moksha. There are some contamination, cheating, but all these things are pura, projit, prakṣṭa-rūpeṇa ujjita. So, Siddhar Swami has given his comment on this, atra mokha vāṅkha api nirattam. Mokha vāṅkha, to become one with the Supreme. That is also another city. So Siddhar Swami has given his comment, very elaborate comment. So dharma artha kam moksha. People are busy, at least those who are human beings. Dharma nahina pasubhi samana. Begin with dharma. Economic development, artha, dharma, artha, kaam, sense education, and at the end, moksha. Above moksha in bhakti. Moksha is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannātma nasūtati nabhāṅkati tamah sarvesu bhūtesu madhavakti lavati param. Without being on the platform moksha, nobody can enter into the bhakti. It is a misconception that bhakti helps moksha. Somebody says, it is not the opinion of the sastra. Bhakti begins when one is already liberated. Moksha. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Without Brahma realization, aham brahmasmi, there cannot be jubilation, prasanna atma. This is the sign. What is prasanna atma? No sojati, no pang. The material disease is everyone is hankering after something which he hasn't got. And when he loses that thing, he's living. So he's too busy. So that he apanga. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, when it actually self-arise, Brahma Bhuta, no sochati no kaan. This is it. Then samasya brinti bhute. Then it is possible to see equally everyone. Pandita samadarshan. So that is liberated. So when one has come to the liberated state, from there he can begin madhavakti lavati para. Bhakti means the activities of the liberated state. That is not material thing. So this Krishna consciousness movement is little difficult to understand because these activities are for the persons who have already attained moksha. Sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpa. As the Bhagavad Gita also stated, māṅcabhyāvicāri bhakti yogi naja sevate sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpa. So, do not misunderstand that bhakti is lower than something else. There are karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. Bhakti is the ultimate. So if you want to understand the supreme, absolute truth, take from his instruction, bhajyamāma vijānāti jāvāna jasyāmi tattva. If you want to know Krishna, or the absolute, supreme personality of Godhead, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. The absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision. Impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and ultimately Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. So, if you want to understand Bhagavan, Brahma realization is possible. Arujya kichena parampadam, this parampadam Brahma realization, and Paramatma realization, dhyana avastita tadgati namanasa apasyantiyam yogi. But if you want to realize the last phase of the absolute truth, it requires bhakti. Bhaktyamam vijanati javana jasyami tvapta. Manushanam sahasteshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhyanam kaschit vedri mam tottap. This is the word used by Krishna personally. Nobody understands him, tottap, what he is at. We understand superficially. Krishna was born in Mathura and he was the son of Vasudev. And so on, so on. But one has to understand Krishna tattva in truth. And Krishna says, janma karma samiti pamsu janati tattva. Tattva dehang punarjanma samiti is immediately. If you understand simply Krishna tattva, then immediately become liberated. The result is, tattādehaṁ punarjanmanaiti. We are changing our body. Bhutyā-bhutyā-praliyate. We are accepting. People do not know you, see. We have talked with many big, big professors in Europe, in Moscow also. And they say, Samiji, after the annihilation of this body, everything is finished. But we get instruction from the Bhagavad Gita. Na hannate hannamane sharire nitya sāsatayam. We are missing our own culture that we do not take very much care to understand Bhagavad Gita. As it is, we make our wrong interpretation and spoil the whole thing. These habits should be stopped. Otherwise, our culture is almost already lost. Then this Bharatiya culture, it is very important culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, then bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo ja janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. The bharat bhumi is meant for doing good to others. Bharat bhumi is not meant for exploiting others. This is not bharat yamsha. Paropokar. So every Indian, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision. Because every Indian is born in Krishna consciousness. Naturally has got in his thing. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. That is our request. We have got already, we have seen practically, whenever we hold some festival in Calcutta, Bombay and other big cities, thousands of people, 20,000, 15,000, 30,000 people come. That's hankering. If we simply introduce this Krishna consciousness movement, you will very soon see that the face of India is different. Anartha upasamam sasa. We have captured so many anartha. Anartha means meaningless life. Anartha upasamam sasa. Bhakti yogam madhukhari. Lokasya janata. The foolish people, they do not know it. Therefore, vidyan chakre sattata sanghita. The sattata sanghita is Srimad-Bhagavatam. So, let us combine the preach, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad-Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita ends, sarva-dharmān prasrajya mamekam saranam. This is the end of Bhagavad Gita in itself. That give up all nonsense, just take shelter under my lotus feet. If you hesitate that if I give up everything, you haven't got to give up everything, but you have to understand the meaning of life. Or John, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he did not give up his profession as a military man. But what was the change? The change is Krishna inquired from Arjuna, what is now your decision? I have spoken to you everything about jnana and guhyatam. Now you consider upon it and whatever you like, you do. Jathe chasi tatha kuru. So, upon this, Arjuna replied, nashto moha. My illusion is now over. Nashto moha sudhi labha. My memory is now returned. Karise vatanam. I shall act according to you. This is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. You haven't got to give up everything. You can be engaged in everything, but if you utilize everything according to the instruction of Krishna, then it will be successful. Otherwise, it will be failure. So we have tested all these things, how many programs and plans we have made and everything has failed. Why not try to take the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and try to utilize it for practical life, and it will be successful. There is no doubt about it. I am speaking from my practical experience. Now these foreigners, they are neither Hindus, nor Indians, nor Brahmanas. How they are taking? They are not fools and nurses. They are coming from respectable family, educated. We have got our centers in Iran and so, in Tehran. I'm just coming from there. We have got so many Mohammedan students, and they have also taken to it. In Africa they have taken to it. In Australia they have taken to it. All over. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite ase tato navaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar paibe murna. This is a prediction about Krishna. as many towns and villages as there are all over the world. This Krishna consciousness movement will spread. So, there is no credit for me, but it is only a silly attempt, an humble attempt. So, if one man could do, if we say, some success, so why not all of us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given power of attorney to all Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoyata. He is speaking to the manushya, not to the cats and dogs. So, manushya janma hoyata. Janma sattva. First of all, try to understand what is the purpose of life. That is called janma sattva. Janma sattva kari karupa. Go. Everywhere there is very good demand for Krishna consciousness. So, everyone should be prepared, everyone should understand Bhagavad Gita. Of course, it is not possible to for everyone to go. Still, if one understands, that is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Amarajnai Guru Haiya Taro Engdesh. He says, everyone of you become a guru. How can I become guru? I am not very learned scholar, I have no education. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, even though you are not very much educated or not born of a very high family, you simply jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. That's all. You become a guru. Krishna upadesh, don't adulterate it. But as Krishna says, you say, you become guru. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I have tried to follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, and I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no magic, there is no jugglery, and people are taking. If you do that, everyone will be happy, the world will be happy, and India's glory will be spread all over the world. Thank you very much.